I'm Lexi Roberts with the podcast Beyond the Archive in association with Aggie Radio. Today we are talking about the tunnels underneath our feet. Although there is not much archival information online, I thought it was an interesting topic, so we are still going to talk about it. Obviously, we know there's tunnels underneath our feet. How else would the rainwater drain and our sewers work? However, there's other tunnels we don't really think about underneath our feet here in Logan. Let's talk about the university tunnels. They are real, unlike what some people have said. There are tunnels underneath the university. It's a maze, so I highly suggest you do not go down there. The tunnels under the university are new, relatively speaking. They've been there since the university has been founded, theoretically, but they are currently used and operated to pump heating, pump water so the field can grow, so the students can play rugby and Quidditch on it. That's theoretically what these pipes are used for. The pipes also can cause some major problems. I remember one year, the Wabi West building was evacuated because they were working on electricity in the pipes and it caught fire. So, there are pipes in the Wabi West building. I know where they are, but I highly suggest you don't go in them. Like I said before, even if you get in, it's a maze and you're not going to get out. The university has tunnels, obviously. We've been talking about them. But what about the other tunnels? Well, surprise, surprise, there are many tunnels in Logan. However, the tunnels in Logan were used for a different purpose. Well, the tunnels in Logan were used for a different purpose. Back in the day, they were used to transport coal to various buildings to keep them warm. There's tunnels in high schools, there's tunnels in mainly all the major old buildings in Logan. So if you have an older building that is not a residential home, you could potentially have some tunnels underneath it. Even Stevens on Main Street actually has some tunnels underneath it. Same with the Lyric Theater on Main Street as well. And they are a maze. There's several ghost stories associated with these tunnels, such as people getting lost in them and not coming back out. That's why I warned you not to go in the tunnels, but we're not talking about the ghost stories today. We're gonna be talking about those next week. I hope you enjoyed this little tidbit about the tunnels underneath Logan. It's one of the fun things about living here. There is not as much archival information as I would like. It's mostly in person, and so I wasn't able to look at it as closely as I would like due to COVID. However, I highly suggest you listening. I'll put my sources down in the description so you can read them if you want about the tunnels. It's a truly fascinating thing. As always, please look up the archive. The USU archive is one of the biggest archives this side of the Mississippi. It is the biggest folklore archive. We have so many amazing things in it that we will be covering later. Please check out the other podcast in association with Aggie Radio. Bye!